Sarah Fraser Show podcast, and I literally have only one question for you post-Easter. Who are these motherfuckers who are trying to buy these homes with all cash offers? Who are you, okay? Who are you all cash offer nutsacks? Oh, there's my rant, all right? Happy damn Easter, except to everyone who goes to buy a condo or a house and has all cash. Screw all y'all, all right? Schman and I have made the mistake. Of course, Schman is like, what are you doing? Why are you wasting any time trying to buy a condo in Los Angeles? Because you are here to get your shows picked up, to be produced, to get on national TV. How about spending a year just focusing on that, which was like the commitment that I had made to myself when we first moved out here, instead of trying to buy a condo? But you know what? I have a lot of friends that own homes that have made money in real estate, and they are constantly in my ear, and they are saying, you better get in. The interest rates are going to go sky high. This is the time you should get in. You should buy a condo. Okay. So we made the mistake of, like, we found this house, right? We're like, oh, this would be great. It's on the west side in LA. I mean, look, to me, if you are listening to this from DC and someone says the west side, I mean, honest to God, it's like speaking Chinese. I don't understand a lick. All right. Anyway. Oh, thank you for that notification, Google. Thank you. The West Side is like, okay, it's not in the Valley, right? It's like if you fly into LAX, you're on the West Side of Los Angeles, all right? East, north, south, east, west. Santa Monica's on the West Side, if you kind of know the geography. Beverly Hills, Brentwood. By the way, this house was not in any of those areas. Venice Beach is on the West Side. Westchester, Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach, all kind of West Side, right? Okay, so we make the mistake. We call the realtor. We're like, oh, let's go and look at this house. We could probably afford this. This is in our price range. Okay, this house was listed for like $900,000. And in my naive little pea brain, I thought, oh, we'll offer 880. You know, 800. We'll offer 80,000, Sari. Yeah, that'll work. We'll offer 800. That'll work, right? And then we go and they go, oh, am I the only one that still thinks you can get a deal in the real estate market? First of all, they laughed at that. The realtor was like, oh, you can't offer 800 because they already have five offers of all cash at 1.2 million. And the owner and the realtor have told these five that have already, like, you know, gotten their money in and out and overbid each other, come to the table with your best and final offer, which means even higher than 1.2. Y'all, this is a rinky-dink little 1960s home with one bathroom, okay? Where you're rat-tat-tatting on the door trying to tell somebody to hurry up because you only got one old pooper. You know, that's this place. Okay, one. You want me to pay 1.3 for this rinky-dink ranchero that then I'm going to put a second bathroom in? Y'all, who are these people? Screw you, all cash offers. Anyway. I'm fired up. I want to buy a little. First of all, we can't afford a house. So we're gonna buy a little condo, a little two-bedroom condo maybe. But anyway, I feel like we should get in the market. If you know anything about real estate, what do you think? Are the prices, because the prices never drop. People go, oh, the market's going to crash. The first time it crashed ever was 2007. And that's probably like the only time in our lifetime. And then it's just going to keep going up and up. And this is what I try to tell Schmando Commando, who, you know, it's like, let's focus on your career. Well, let's focus on also, you know, stop. I don't want to make somebody else rich by paying their rent. Okay, let's pay our own. Anyway, fired up. Happy Easter. How was your Easter? You probably bought a home or a condo over the holiday. Congrats to you. In fact, everybody listening is probably like, yes, bitch, I have all cash. So congrats to you. I do want to be your friend. And I want to know where you get this cash from. So anyway, we had a fabulous Easter. I have so much to talk about on the podcast. You know, I'm doing a challenge where I'm not criticizing anybody for 1 week. And I guess I just basically shit all over people who have cash offers. So it's not going well. I'll tell you about that challenge. A little recap of our Easter. Also, I do want to take a minute. Oh my God. For all of you that listen in the DC area, which I know is so many. And if you don't, You know, you can Google her because she was trending nationwide over the weekend. But very sad loss to our news community. And you guys know this. I still work for Fox 5, Channel 5, the local Fox affiliate in Washington, D.C. I'm on every Tuesday night there, Like It or Not, which is a magazine-style show. I do Good Day D.C. I do podcast producing and hosting for them. But Wendy Rieger from NBC4, long time, 30, I think she'd worked 30 plus years at NBC4. Beautiful, beautiful spirit, incredible on the air. I loved her blonde hair that she always had. Wendy Rieger passed away over the weekend. She had glioblastoma, which is the very serious brain cancer. I didn't even know that she had brain cancer. The last update that I had seen about Wendy was she'd had open heart surgery maybe a year and a half or 2 years ago. And you know, I'd seen that. I think it was on the news before she retired. And then I thought she retired and was living her best life. And I had known Wendy for years. Like when I first started at Hot 99.5 and in radio, the first TV job I actually ever had was with NBC4. I did afternoon hits with them. And so, of course, I got to know Wendy. I got to know everybody over there. Jim Vance, who passed away a couple years ago. You know, he was such a bright light. But Wendy was awesome. And I was lucky enough to go out with them many nights, like back in the day when Craig Melvin was there and Lindsay Zarniak. And if you are a TV watcher in the DC area, all these names will mean something. And Wendy was just like one of a kind. You know, she was always so awesome and open and party girl and life of the party and always having fun. And I cannot believe she's gone. I just can't believe it. It was one of those, like, I didn't even know that she was ill. And we've lost some amazing news people in the past couple of years in DC. And it just seems so, so upsetting and, you know, unusual. So, you know, just thinking about Wendy, and if you didn't know who she was, it's definitely worth Googling because she was just an incredible news anchor and like a larger than life spirit outside of work too. So RIP to her. I was really, really sad to see that this weekend. You know, kind of shifting gears, we had a great Easter. It was KJ's first Easter, our first Easter in Los Angeles. And this is just something about, this isn't a criticism, by the way. It's just, I'm going to say review, right? Observation, if you will. Okay, guys. All right. I'm not criticizing anyone. Sheer observation. So we go to Easter Mass, right? For the first time. We haven't been back to Mass or gone to church. And I guess we did go. We went at Christmas. Okay, we went at Christmas. But aside from that, like, haven't been in like 2 years, right? With the pandemic. So we're like, we're going to get up early. We're going to go to Mass. It's like KJ's first Mass. You know, we're Catholics. We're bad Catholics because KJ's not even baptized, which I think, you know, the baby's like supposed to come out of the womb. And then like 2 weeks later, you're supposed to get him baptized. Well, whoops, he hasn't even done that. I tell our family members because they ask every once in a while when KJ will be baptized. I'm like, by the time he's going to be baptized, he'll be able to dunk himself in the water. You know what I mean? He'll be able to swim essentially in the blessed holy water because he's going to be that old. So we go to Mass here. And one of the funny things about California, no one here is on time. Not a dingle dangle person. If you hold a meeting at 8, half the people come at 8:20. I'm not even kidding. We get to Mass and you know, no matter what denomination you are, you know, on your holy holidays, the place is packed, right? Because you got a lot of cafeteria religious people. That means they pick and choose the holidays. Cafeteria Catholics. You know, they come only on the major holidays. We get there at 8 a.m., right? Because KJ's up at like the crack of zip's ass. So we get there at 8. We're sitting and waiting in the pews. At 8:05, the priest comes out, you know, good morning, happy Easter. By the way, we're going to start the Mass at 8:15. So we give everybody time to get here. What? How about 8:03? How about 8:01? How about if they can't be there at 8? You just start the service. We waited until 8:15. Now, Schman and I both said we really appreciated the priest because he wrapped it up at 9. So we were out regardless, right? Because I like a 1 hour Mass. We both like a prompt Mass. I don't need, I love having a spiritual connection. I don't need an hour and a half of anything. I don't need an hour and a half of a workout. I don't need, you know, maybe an hour and a half of like margaritas and dinner. But I don't need an hour and a half of meditation and Mass. Thanks. Anyway, he was good that way. But this is what we're adjusting to in life in California. No one's on time. I guess it's the way, and Schman and I are prompt people. Now, do we lose that? Schman, I said, Schman, we got to let go of our East Coast vibes. You know, people sense that we're East Coast because when the Mastin started 8:06, you and I were looking at each other. Okay, come on, father, let's move it on. And they could tell that we were East Coast. Schman says, well, just because we're East Coast and we're prompt doesn't mean we're wrong. So there you go. KJ had a really good Easter. He just got some little like toys, and you know, we didn't do any candy because he's only one, and so we don't want to start like a lot of sugar. But Schman was giving me a hard time because one of the Easter gifts that I gave him was a life hack, which, have you guys seen this on TikTok? You know, my life is on TikTok now. Like people say, oh, we've lost you to TikTok. You have. I'm obsessed. I think it's because I love being on TV or being on camera, but there's just something so, I think, addicting. And you know what? This is terrible. I feel like this is the dumb evolution of humans. I don't want to read anymore. Isn't that awful? That's awful. Shouldn't even admit that. But I don't want to read. I don't want to read. What I like about TikTok is people got to tell you basically what they're trying to say or the information in 60 seconds or less. Hello. Unfortunately for life, it has evolved to all of us becoming, well, I shouldn't say all of us. I'll just stick to myself here because I'm not criticizing, and I'll explain that. I'm a dum-dum, so I like TikTok. Even better if it's 15 seconds, just get to the info for me. So I love TikTok. You've lost me to TikTok. It's so amazing. And on TikTok, I've seen this like, okay, it's this choking prevention device called LifeVac. Have you guys seen these? All over Amazon, shop LifeVac. It looks like almost like a CPR thing. Like there's a kind of a fixture that you put over the face, your the mouth of somebody, and then it's like a suction cup, almost like a plunger. Pop the plunger on. It's a LifeVac. Save a life in a choking emergency. Is LifeVac approved by the FDA? LifeVac is FDA registered as a class 2 medical device. It is exempt from pre-market clearance. The FDA does not require a pre-market review of the LifeVac device. Okay, so long story short, it's not FDA approved. But anyway, it has like 5,000, almost 5-star reviews on Amazon, and you put it on for kids and adults. It's proven highly effective and proven to use during a choking emergency. Y'all, I got him one of those for his Easter basket. And Schman was like, okay, what? Like, you are batshit crazy. He's like, you can't, that isn't like a gift for Easter. I said, yes, it is. It's the gift of like, potentially if there's ever an emergency, and KJ should carry it and become CPR certified as well as soon as he can, and choking certified. Carry that everywhere you go for your friends. You think that's nuts? I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 5-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive. And this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Let's take a quick pause to thank some of our fabulous sponsors. Thanks to you guys. I have amazing sponsors. I always try to get you guys discounts. And just FYI, this is my full-time gig, podcasting. So every time that you frequent one of my sponsors, it helps me directly and everyone that works on this show. So Organifi is brand new. If you haven't seen Organifi, they are awesome. Go to Organifi.com/TSFS. You're going to get 20% off all of their products. So they're known for like powders that help you get energized. They have like a really great green tea one. They have one that's kind of their like pick me up in the afternoon. Most of us could use extra energy throughout the day, and caffeine, not so much, not always that great. At some point, you need to look at the root cause of your fatigue. And it turns out that there are two main factors in low energy: chronic stress and lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both of those problems. They use their herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. I love it. You can check out all the ingredients on their website. You simply mix a scoop in water or the plant-based milk of your choice, and you enjoy a natural boost any time of day. It's not a diet product. These products help you start to balance the nutrients in your body. Get 20% off. Go to Organifi, which is Organifi.com/TSFS. All right, talk to me about the Calm app. I'm always excited about Calm. Anything to do with Calm, by the way, because I am a huge meditator myself. I love taking care of my mental health. Got to have your mental health in balance if you want to have your physical health in balance as well. Trying something new can be intimidating, but meditation might be something you've been hearing about and always wanted to try. Calm helps you feel more at ease from the moment you start. Find somewhere that's comfortable and familiar to you, like your sofa or your bed, and then tune into Calm. Oh my God, it's amazing. I'm partnering with Calm. They are the number one mental wellness app to give you the tools to improve the way you feel. Reduce stress and anxiety through guided meditations, improve focus and curated music tracks, and rest and recharge with Calm's imaginative sleep story for children and adults. So great. I can't wait to start KJ on it. And even sometimes I meditate like with the sound on so KJ can just hear the relaxing music, and you can too. If you go to calm.com/TSFS, you'll get a special offer of 40% off at Calm Premium subscription, and new content is added every single week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to care for their minds. So for the Sarah Fraser Show listeners, Calm is offering an exclusive 40% off Calm Premium subscription at calm.com/TSFS for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/TSFS. And lastly for TSFS this week's StoryWorth. Oh my gosh, have you guys seen them and checked out their website and purchased. I love this. You can save wonderful memories from your relatives. Storyworth collects them and then every year sends you like a beautiful book, like a memory caption of it. It's so good. Every week, Storyworth emails your mom a thought-provoking question, or it can be anyone, your sister, your husband, anyone of your choice. But of course, Mother's Day is coming up, so you know it's a great gift idea for mom. A vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions that you've never thought of, like what's some of the best advice that you have as a mom? If you were to do it all over again, what would you do differently? I have been doing this with Mama Frage, and I love it. Like, and of course, like I ask her all kinds of crazy personal questions too. So I've like enjoyed seeing my mom do it. It's really easy to set up. I really enjoy their website. And after 1 year, Storyworth compiles all those questions and stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book the whole family can share for generations. I can't wait. Kimber, my niece, well, have beautiful memories of my mom, like the stories, like when my mom worked and what my mom went through. I'm a mom, so it's so fun to like go back and ask my mom like what she did as a mom, what she regrets as a mother, a scariest moment. So give all the moms in your life a meaningful gift that they'll cherish for years. Storyworth, brand new client to the Sarah Fraser Show. Right now, for a limited time, you'll save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/TSFS. That's storyworth.com/TSFS to save $10 on your first purchase. Storyworth.com/TSFS. I'm even crazier. Wait till I put a governor on his car when he gets his license. You know, you think that's nuts? Anyway. Don't you think you should always give your kids, don't you think something like, are you going to buy him a bike without a helmet? No. Okay. I'm not going to feed him every day without life back. So there you go. You think that's a nutty gift? Well, you can email me, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com, or you can find me everywhere, TikTok and Instagram at The Sarah Fraser Show. And you can tell me if you think Life Hack is a good Easter gift for a one-year-old. I think I already know the answer. Okay, why am I not criticizing anyone for 1 week? So I told you guys last week on the podcast, I've been taking this comedy class, stand-up comedy class here in LA. I don't want to talk about it because I have been talking about doing stand-up, becoming a stand-up comedian. People have said it to me for 100 years. It's been on my list of things I've wanted to do. But I can't say that I have anxiety about it. I do. I'm like nervous about it. I just don't know if I can be funny on stage alone for 5 minutes, let alone like 20 minutes. And with me, there's so many factors. I'm a tropical fish, you know? I I'm funny between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And then after 5, I fade, you know? So it's like, what show am I going to do where I can, like, keep people's attention and be funny at 8? All right, very few. I've got to do drag brunches for these shows and, like, other things that start at noontime, you know? Festivals, I guess. Like, I can be the early act. That's the only time I'm funny. So anyway, I'm taking this comedy class and I love the instructor. Jerry Katzman is his name. If you are in LA and you're listening to me, he runs classes all the time. And so far it's been terrific. So one of the assignments that we were talking about comedy in general, and he was saying, you know, everybody is a critic now, right? And especially in the entertainment business, the news business, I think every business, honestly, your coworkers, your bosses, lots of times people are very jealous of you and they're not supportive of your career. They're not. Great milestones happen and really only a few people rally for you, you know? Now, I've been very lucky. I have to say, you guys have been amazing. And every time I've posted something good or bad about my life, you know, you've been super supportive. And I can't even thank you enough. Like the amount of outpouring of support I got when I had that molar pregnancy miscarriage and then a healthy baby. So, but Jerry was saying, you know, nobody likes a critic. And lots of times in our business, you go and you criticize people really because you want to be doing what they're doing. And he had learned from one of his instructors that a saying that was essentially like, that which you criticize, you can't become. And I was like, oh my God, that hit me. It's so true. I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm very jealous and I criticize people on TikTok, stand up, other women. And I thought, oh my God, what would my life be like if I really didn't criticize them, but instead celebrated things that were good about them? And that was what Jerry did. He made us like all in the class kind of really celebrate something positive about everybody in the class, which was great. And then he challenged us for 1 week not to criticize anyone. And I love it. I like, you know what? It's been 4 days and I like the new me. All right. I'm trying to be less of a critic because it's also draining, isn't it? When you really kind of do some self-reflection and you see how negative you can be about other people, it's like, oh. And I used to thrive on gossip. Now I find it draining. Now, I know you're going to say to me, really, bitch, you do a whole TLC review every week where you do nothing but talk about the latest gossip. You built your fucking career on being an entertainment gossip reporter. Well, I'm trying to do it in a kinder, more comedy way and share more of my life. So anyway, you can tell me if you think I'm being successful or not. There it is. So that's why. That's why. A couple other things I wanted to talk about. So, you know, on this podcast, I'm always looking for interesting guests. And I'm now looking for guests. Are you a sugar babe? I'm looking for unabashed. So I'm sure you're familiar with the sugar babe world. I'm fascinated by this world, by the way. Mostly because I wish I had done it. And I can remember Mama Frage even telling me back in the day, she was like, you know, if you're going to have sex with a lot of people, you should do it for money or like a nice piece of jewelry. And I was like, what? I can't believe you're, okay, Mom, what? Your main like redneck advice? But really, in a way, she was right. Like, why are you giving away your coochie for free? You ought to get something out of it, you know? Especially a lot of times when you're younger, because, and this happens to everybody, men, women, but you know, when you're young and you're hot, people use you for sex, really, basically. So she was always like, get something for it. So I am kind of doing a deeper dive because there's a whole subculture really going on right now of dating up. Sugar baby, sugar, are you a sugar babe? Are you a sugar mama? Are you a sugar daddy? I want you to be on my podcast and tell your story. TheSarahFraserShow@gmail.com. One of the highest rated shows I ever did was with a sugar baby from Atlanta. Who flew to DC, her sugar daddy flew her to DC. You might remember this. She did not want her identity revealed because she was giving away like all her secrets and tips and everything on her Instagram. You could still follow her. Let's Sweet Talk is the Instagram. But since then, I'm so fascinated. People truly living their lives, getting so much shit paid for. Their college bills paid for, their college education's paid for, cars, trips, plastic surgery, everything they want. So are you a sugar babe? Proud of it? Dating up? I want to hear from you. TheSarahFraserShow@gmail.com. If you're a sugar daddy, a sugar mama, or if you're a gaby, because gabies are young guys that are sugar babes dating older guys with money. Or if you're a gaby, I want you on the show. TheSarahFraserShow@gmail.com. Come and tell your story. And please email me because I want you to be on. There's a whole world about it. And as you know, I don't criticize. So come on the show and tell your truth. And that's the truth on this show, you know? I do. I mean, who isn't judgy? I'm a little judgy, you know? I'm a little judgy. But then I usually come back to reality, you know? Don't we all have our way? We all have like our, you know, we all think that we've got like the perfect solution for how the world should be run, right? The Sarah Fraser method. Here it is. Anyhow, okay, I want to hear from you if you're a sugar babe or you're a sugar mama. What else was I going to tell you? Guys, I love to tell you everything that's going on in my life. And so many of you love Tuesdays because you want to hear the nitty gritty of everything that was going on. The criticizing the comedy course, I gave you an update on my life last week as far as my what's going on with my business. Also, I have to tease tomorrow on the show. You know, I do TLC Talk where we talk about all the latest in TLC stuff. And there's so many good things. Oh my God. We're going to do it in a very positive, you know, constructive criticism type vibe tomorrow. Brand new 90 Day Fiance the other night. Did you watch? What do you think of these couples? They're going to be epic. I can tell you that right now. They're going to be epic. Darcy and Stacey have had more plastic surgery, and people want to know if, in fact, if they get the plastic surgery for free. I've got the scoop on that. I'll reveal that. There's also more scoop. So much drama went down over the weekend between Memphis Hamza and Hamza's sister. No love lost, I guess, for Hamza's sister and Hamza and Memphis. Hamza's sister really doesn't like Memphis. But they seem to like keep skating around like what's actually wrong. So I'll give you the theories that are kind of circulating online and what's true and what's not true. Also, once and for all, I'll answer the question tomorrow on TLC Talk about, is Memphis and Hamza's baby really Hamza's? So much controversy about that. Again, positive lights. Like, I mean, you know, all good things. I mean, this is all good things. Just saying. Okay. I love it. I was also going to say to you guys, you can still book me on Cameo. You know, I love to do cameos for you, and I'm still doing my $10, 10 cameos for $10. I got a few left. Cameo.com/TheSarahFrazier, and you can find the cameo there. Be sure to check out the show from yesterday. Candace Dillard Bassett from Real Housewives of Potomac was on. I love Candace. Candy is a good friend. Candy Gal, as my friend David Yontiff and I call her. Candy Gal is awesome. She's a wonderful friend. So is Chris Bassett. She spilled a lot of tea yesterday. Nicki Minaj unfollowed her on Instagram. Like, what? What was the drama there? Why Nicki never sent Candace's bonus children gifts? Because you probably saw that. Nicki Minaj sent Giselle's kids like Gucci purses. She sent, I think, Karen Huger's daughter something. I think she sent Ashley's kids something after Ashley was like, wait, I didn't get anything. And then Nicki was like, I didn't have your contact. Ooh, so much tea is spilled on that. So definitely check out the Sarah Fraser Show. And now, just as a reminder, you get 7 days of Sarah. I put out 7 podcast episodes a week. So you get some of the best highlights of the show. And of course, Mondays is I Talk to Anyone. Tuesdays, My Personal Life. And Wednesdays, let's TLC talk, shall we? And we talk about all our favorite TLC shows. So there you go. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I am so forever grateful. I hope you had a wonderful and safe Easter. And, you know, I've also got to get to, there's been a lot of questions you guys have thrown in my DMs. So I got to do an AMA show really soon because you all ask me everything from pregnancy advice to work advice to all of it. So that will be coming up soon. All right. Bye, everybody. Love you.